You okay? Oh, you were making some noise and rolling around, and I thought I might have heard you shout a little bit. I could hear it in the guest room next door. So, you all right? Oh, nightmare? Oh, I'm so sorry. Do you need anything? Some water or company? Yeah, sure. You want me to sit here on the bed? Yeah, sure. I can climb in the covers with you. Not like we haven't done that dozens of times when we were in school together. Sure. Here, let me lift this up. Good thing I'm wearing these PJs for once. I'm kidding. Anyway, is that good? Yeah. Just lay here against you. Relax. No, I wasn't really sleeping particularly deeply. Crickets were a little loud here in the apartment. No, I really appreciate you letting me stay with you when I'm here in town on business. Oh, it's 5:30, though, so I'll just lay here next to you and you can go back to sleep, okay? Well, yeah, first time I'm in a new bed away from home when I'm traveling, you know, some strange place. Well, I mean, your place isn't strange, but I haven't been here in a while, and like I said, anytime I'm in a new bed, new place, I tend not to sleep very well. Plus, I think I'm a little, jet lagged from the time zone shift and all that. But it's just nice to be cozy in the dark and right here next to you. It's just nice. Yeah, I miss this sometimes, too. You know, it brings back memories of years ago when we were in school and we'd just have all kinds of ridiculous small talk till wee hours of the morning. I really appreciate and love it that we're such old friends and that we've become so comfortable doing that. And I know you wouldn't be weird about it, you know? It's a nice feeling. What do you mean? Oh, yeah. It's been a while since you had a warm body in the bed, huh? I'm sorry. Do you want me to brush your hair for you? I remember how much you used to like that when we'd sit and talk. Yeah, I see the brush on your nightstand there. Sure, hand it to me. Yes, I remember how you like me to do that for you all the time. I love pulling your hair a little bit with the brush. Oh, I'll be gentle. No problem. Oh, look. This feels good, right? I remember you told me it was one of your favorite things. Getting your hair fussed over the hairdressers. What am I, my mom, the hairdresser? You know what I mean, the salon. I have to laugh sometimes the way I talk. Yeah. I'll just keep brushing. You just relax. Go back to sleep. I'll be gentle. Soft. You're a little warmer now. Yeah, your body feels more relaxed. Just keep breathing. I'll keep brushing your hair gently. Have you ever gone to the Japanese hair salon? No. They're really into the scalp massage thing. You should try it. It's great. They do the shampoo and everything, and then they give a little scalp massage. And a wet towel for your nape. It's awesome. Keep going, sure. You want me to do this till the sun rises? Oh, you haven't been touched in a while. Hey, that makes me sad. Everyone should have hands on them and be touched. Have you had a massage? Those can be nice or something. Oh, yeah, it's not the same. I mean, do you mean like you want to be touched by someone you know who cares about you? Who touches you in that human connection? And you can feel their energy and love pass into you? Not just someone you're paying. Oh, that sounds creepy, but you know what I mean. Well, if you want to turn a little bit onto your belly, I can rub your back a little more, if you'd like. Okay, sure. Lift your tank up a little bit, maybe. Yeah, I don't mind. No, it's okay. Go ahead. Roll over. How's that? This doesn't make you feel weird if I do this? Great. You know, you are one of my oldest friends at this point. I mean, it's a little bit different, I guess. I don't think we've ever had this much physical contact, or should I say prolonged contact? Well, I've only been doing this for a few minutes. Oh, I'm really glad it makes you feel so good and relaxed. Do you want a little more pressure? Or, okay, like that? Yeah, great. You know, it's natural to crave human touch. Stems from infancy. I think I read somewhere that newborns crave touch. That's why it's really better for mom to room with her baby after birth. You know, back in the day, I remember if you watched the movies from the 50s and stuff, that they always showed the baby in the nursery and, you know, mom in their room. But most hospitals nowadays, they encourage the baby to be in with the mom and the parents. So mom is always putting her hands on the baby or the baby on her body. And the dads, they encourage them to hold them and touch them. And it's a pretty cool experience. Yeah, within moments of birth, as soon as the baby's stable, they'll take them and put them right on the mom's belly, even though she's still completing the process. But yeah, you know, dads could certainly hold them as well if you're adopting or if mom isn't feeling well and dad needs to take care of the baby. Anyway, how's that? Okay, over here, scratch a little bit. Sure. Yeah, I know. Kind of itchy where that bra sits, isn't it? Sure, here you go. Anyway, it's all about the touch. It's a, you know, it's a very early imprint. I seem to recall reading studies about, you know, even babies weren't thriving because of the lack of human touch in orphanages, particularly in the old Soviet Union. And, you know, that just providing them that really gave them that bonding. Or, you know, vice versa. Premature babies, they flourish because of the attention from touch. Anyway, I don't know how I got on that tangent, but it is nice to touch you. Here, let me work on your shoulders a little bit. Oh, you're still a little tight. Just breathe for me. Relax. Atta girl. Relax. That's nice. You know, here's another tidbit. You know, I'm into trivia, right? So, my sister told me that when you're rubbing somebody's belly, especially children, like your niece or nephew, if they complain about discomfort, that you basically rub in a clockwise direction because it's the direction of digestion. Yeah, sure, roll over. I'll show you what I mean. I'm not making it up. Here, relax. You okay with this? Sure, no problem. Breathe, okay? I'll get a little bit of pressure. I'll go around in a circle. Gently. Isn't that nice? There you go. Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to feel the warmth of hands on your body, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm glad you're relaxed. No, go ahead. Ask. Sure. I see you've got some lotion over there next to the brush. Why don't you hand it to me and I'd be glad to work on your feet. Yeah, sure. Here, let me shift around. Yeah, no problem. I can work right here on your foot. Yeah, sure. Thanks. Yeah. I'll just work on your feet here. Yeah. How's that feel if I dig into the heel a little bit? A little bit of a callus here. Yeah, I know you spend a lot of time on your feet and work hard with all your job responsibilities, right? Yeah, well, you need a little more. Your skin's kind of dry. Let's work on the toes. Flex your foot and bend it a little bit here. Shape. There you go. I'm going to bend the toes back. You like that, don't you? Yeah. Here, I'm going to take my knuckle and run it along the sole of... Oh, shh. No, I don't mind the moan. It's okay. Just relax. Relax. I'm going to rub the sole of your feet. I'm going to dig in here a little bit. Oh, yeah. Isn't that nice? Yeah, I had a friend of mine who taught me a little bit about feet and connection to other parts of the body and how calming it can be. I'm not sure I buy into all of it, but they certainly know how to relax your feet and make you feel good. Yeah, I need a little more lotion. Just relax. Yeah, sure. Shift around. Yeah, give me your other foot. No, no, no. I'll just hold it on my knee. Just relax. Yeah. Just relax. No, I don't mind. Your feet are beautiful. They're just fine. Hey, you've got the same calluses on the other side here, don't you? Yeah. Be calm. Relax. Yeah, I'm going to stretch your toes out over here. Oh, there you go. Flex your foot in. There you go. I'm going to hold those toes just a little bit back with pressure. I'm going to run my knuckle down the sole of your foot. Right on the inside there. Yeah. A little more lotion. Yeah. Let me work over your toes here. Yeah, I can see you're more relaxed already. Slow your breathing down. I'll be more gentle on your feet. All right, here. Put them both out right in my lap. I'll work both of them. There you go. Good girl. You're doing great. You know, one thing about the skin is it's the largest organ in our body, so it has the most capacity for sensory input. And I think everybody would do well to learn how to touch with intent. I'm touching you with the intent of healing. And I hope that translates. No, it's cool. All right. I get most of those difficult spots. All right, I'm going to rub my leftover lotion up your shins and your calves. That is nice, isn't it? Sure. There you go. Yeah, that's cool. No, go ahead. Roll over. I'll snuggle up here and spoon with you. Yeah, that's fine. Let me put my arm around you. I'll just stay right here next to you. You can breathe with me and relax. Relax. Yeah, you ready to go back to sleep? Oh, you're very welcome. Happy to do anything I can to help my oldest friend, whom I care about deeply. Just relax. See you in the morning.